Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
The fuck did we just watch?
A philosophical masterpiece.
I think so.
Very, very avant-garde.
Like, the Citizen Kane of the 70s.
Citizen Kane of biker movies.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think, like, why would you make another one after this?
You wouldn't.
Because it pretty much accomplishes everything.
You know, if I was a director, I'd take one look at this movie and be like, you know what? I don't need to make any more biker movies because this one beats them all.
I don't need to direct ever again.
No. Never. You know what? My career is over. Nothing will top this film.
Mm-mm. Our movie tonight was Angels, Wild Women.
Boy, let me tell you. There was nothing really wild about these women.
You sure?
Well, one scene, but that was about it.
Two scenes.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Two scenes, they get kind of wild.
Yeah.
But it's an hour and 24 minutes, so why is there only two scenes?
Who knows? Because money? Because they wasted all their budget on the, on the endless cans of beer that you see in the movie?
Maybe. Ooh, we should start out with the fact that it's directed by the same guy that did Brain of Blood.
The genius.
Yeah.
Al Adamson.
It's like we can never fucking escape that movie, because, you know, our last episode was the two-headed thing, or whatever. The thing with two heads. And now we get the same thing directed by the fucking Brain of Blood guy. It's not a transplant movie, but we get a biker movie made by the
Don't
guy.
Don't insult Brain of Blood, but comparing it to our pansy-ass head transplant movies, Will. It's above that.
Oh, you're right.
Dare you.
Sorry. I guess I'm not woke enough for this.
Though I would say the car chase in our previous movie was a bit more competent compared to this one.
This one was less boring.
Well, yeah. It didn't last. it didn't last 30 minutes.
It didn't last entirely too long.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's get into it. Angels Wild Ride.
Women.
Angels Wild Women, that's right. Sorry, not ride. Wild Ride, sorry.
You savage.
Excuse me, they don't do much riding in this, so.
Are you kidding me?
Well, the men do, but the women don't.
Yeah. Well, there is one scene where one of them rides.
One.
You know. Oh, God.
Okay, so. So it starts out with this this black woman running away from these two white guys.
They never explain who the fuck they are.
They don't explain who the woman is either. They have.
Well, we know later.
They never say her name. They don't explain what her character is.
Excuse me. Names? I remember, like, one name from this. Two names. King and Speed.
Well, I remember King, and then I remember Slim.
Speed. The main guy is Speed.
And then Slim is the one of the evil henchmen. But, Anyway, she's running away from these two guys, and they're chasing her down a hill. And she,
They catch her.
She starts getting tired, and she, like, they catch up to her, and she pulls out a switchblade. And,
get a sick fight scene, Will.
Yep.
She kicks one of them down.
Kicks one of them down and stabs his thigh, and he's like, "You black bitch!" And then, like, starts, like...
Oh, there was more social commentary. Because he's also like, "You've been uppity since the civil rights movement. We'll see how civil you can be." And, yeah, she kicks him, and he's like, "You black bitch!"
And then she's like, "I'll show you, like, how civil I am," or whatever.
And they, I mean, it's kind of, because it cuts away, but I guess they rape her.
Well, it shows them taking off her shirt, and then...
Yeah, but then it cuts away.
It cuts away, so we don't get really any...
Well, the assumption is they rape her.
Yeah, but it literally, that's the last we see of her until, like, the end of the movie.
No. Remember, she gets saved.
Oh, no, you're right. Sorry, I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Okay,
how could you forget? That's your favorite scene.
Because we have a riveting romance scene.
That is your favorite scene.
Due to some dialogue, right?
And...
So, okay, so...
Immediately it cuts to... Remember a bunch of not... A Nazi?
Yeah, it cuts to a guy dressed in a Nazi...
Uniform. Shooting at other Nazis.
Yeah, he's just mowing them down.
And we're like, what the fuck?
Like, I had to get up and check and see that it wasn't... it didn't change the movie on us or whatever. Like, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah.
And it starts, like, he shoots all these Nazis and gets in a truck. Drives off, and there's, like, these explosions behind it. And then we're just like, what the hell? And then it cuts to we found out it's a movie. A movie in the movie.
Right, they're directing a movie about...
Yeah.
Something. They never explain.
About Nazis. But,
yeah, about Nazis.
And they're directing this movie, and then you literally never hear about what the fuck this thing is ever again.
No, they never mention it.
So someone had a lot of Nazi uniforms, and they just had to put them in the movie.
Yeah.
And
for some weird reason. So
for, you know why, Will? For entertainment.
So they call cut, and the guy takes a break and, like, goes and talks to this woman.
Starts hitting on her,
and is like, you know, like, you and me should get together and all this shit.
I got a nice bike. Me and you, we can really hit it off if we go on a ride or whatever.
And their boyfriend doesn't like it too much. Speed doesn't like it too much.
Excuse you. Far from liking it, he just comes up and knocks him the fuck out.
And just slaps him.
And then as he's knocked out, he like takes a match and lights it on the guy's fucking shoe. And lights his cigar, which he then has in his mouth for the rest of the goddamn movie.
Yeah. Even though he gets punched.
It never falls out.
No.
It never falls out. And then you see these, like, extremely scantily clad women coming up to the guys from before who were raping the black woman.
Yeah, it just cuts to them for no reason.
Yeah, one of them has a whip.
Yep, and then, like...
The other one has, like, a ridiculously large gun in her, like, hand.
That she's just, like, holding
lazily. She's kind of, like, it's just hanging there.
Yeah, she's just...
Like, she's limp.
She's not even, like, no hand on the trigger, just, like...
She's not even pointing it.
Like...
It's just limply hanging there for, I don't know, plot value? I don't fucking know.
So it shows the guys getting up, and they see the girls, and, like, one of the ones, like, you guys having fun? Like, yeah. While, like, you know, roping up her lasso. And, and so...
Your favorite line.
What is... Shit, it was, God, why can't I remember, though, like, the actual line?
Do you want to see some boobies?
Oh, that's... Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
That's...
So the girl, the one of the...
That's the full, that's the actual quote.
The leader, or whatever she is, goes up... I don't even know if she's the leader. They don't explain anything.
Well, do you want a little... You want me to let you in on a secret? I'm gonna let you in? The woman who says... Do you want to see some boobies? I can guarantee if we rewind this now, you never see her after this scene. Because blonde... Okay, because the leader had the whip, okay? And she was wearing, like, that, like, ridiculously, like, up high, like, whatever you want to call it, okay? The woman who is like, do you want to see some boobies? She's just wearing, like, a button-up shirt, and she's also blonde. Mm-hmm. You never see her after that fucking scene.
That's true.
Unless I spaced out and she got, like, killed at some point, you never see her again.
So she goes out to these guys and is like, you guys having fun? And then, so the whip girl says, yeah, you guys having fun?
Yeah.
And the other girl goes up and is like, you want to see some boobies? And,
yeah,
like, you know, undoes her blouse and shows them her boobies.
Yeah.
And then
she shows them something else, too. She shows them her kneecap.
Yep, and then, his, like, just...
To his nutsack.
Knees him in the nutsack.
Yeah, and then they beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, they just fucking beat him. I mean, they deserve... I mean, the guys deserve yes. it, but, like... But...
Yes.
But it's, like, the way they... Like, the way the action scenes are, it's just, like, those, like, stupid, like, holded punch... Like, held punches. Like, they don't never connect, or they look way too slow for the...
The action scenes of this are madness.
We're about to get to the best one.
The best ones, because after this they start getting very avant-garde.
Yeah, it's true.
But don't forget the whip, because remember...
Right, she throws the whip and it goes around the guy's neck, and he lays it on the ground. But it's not around his neck, he's just holding it, like, close to his neck. He's just
holding it. Being dragged.
He's holding it close to his neck and pretending to be dragged. It's literally not around his neck at all. It's
movie magic.
Yeah, movie magic. It's great. They couldn't even bother to, like, to kind of tie it around his neck to make it look like...
I think I know why. They didn't want to actually choke him, Will.
No.
I mean,
I mean, obviously you don't want to choke your actor, sure? But, like...
Sure. Because we've all seen movies where they actually do wrap it around their neck.
That's true.
Bad. Bad form.
Yeah, so they kick the holy living shit out of these two guys.
Yeah, one of them, they just roll him down this fucking, like, tiny hill.
And the other one they kick until he's just not non-responsive.
Yeah.
And then it cuts back to... Does it cut back to the speed... whatever his name was, the speed guy, and that the guy that was hitting on his girlfriend?
Yeah. Okay. They are, like... He's riding with her... And they ride into some woods, and the fucking guy he knocked out, like, ties a rope, remember?
Oh, yeah, he ties a rope. Like, this guy literally has no idea where these two are going, and, like...
Oh, Will.
Just manages to guess, tie a rope up to some trees, and then pull it so they both get knocked the fuck off.
Yeah, so it, like, clotheslines them.
Yeah.
But it only shows him getting actually clotheslined. Where she's just standing there.
Yeah.
Great editing, whatever. And then there is a beautiful fight. He punches him so hard, it punches him into another fucking movie dimension. Remember?
Yeah, different frame.
So,
like, it's...
I don't know how to explain this. A lot of the action scenes, they're filmed with, like, I think it's called a deep focus.
Almost like a fisheye lens, right? Like, kind of like... Not like a deep fisheye lens.
I can't like, name a movie off the top of my head. I know movies use these things.
Yeah.
Usually when they want to, like, seem disorienting or something.
Right, because it almost makes the... It almost focuses just on the center of the screen.
Yeah.
And it's like a...
So, the explanation I give is, like, if you go into, like, any, like, video editing program, and if you zoom out the footage... It kind of gives us this effect of, like, where you can see it, but it almost looks, like, sunken in, is the way I would explain it. That's what the action scenes look like.
So they get into...
Why? Let's discuss this, Will.
I don't know.
Why?
I have no idea. But yeah, he punches him into that frame.
Know what I think happened? I think Al Adamson saw some movie before this.
Or he was directing, like, it and watched a movie and was like, you know what? I gotta do this.
I gotta do that shit.
This looks fucking awesome.
And you know what?
Then he started filming every action scene like
that. Every action scene is filmed like this. And not just the action scenes. There's scenes of them getting wasted that are filmed like this, which makes more sense.
And it was kind of funny because he went from like more like an artsy... like
yes.
Quote-unquote artsy. I would never call this film artsy.
Yeah.
But like he went from more like an artsy... like
it's got a weird... kind
of avant-garde like filmmaking...
It does have a weird
flair to it,
avant-garde quality.
Because he like films like the motorcycles, like it's supposed to be all about like the love of motorcycles and all this, like
yeah, there's lots of like beauty shots of the beauty motorcycles. Beauty
shots and like nature and like trees and shit, and that's just like
it's
comes off really stupid and pretentious.
It's something, but yes, they fight.
Okay, so they get into a fight. My favorite fight scene is where the guy that clotheslined him was like he's like crawling on the ground and the speed goes up and like knees him in the head and it's so like currently he knees him so hard that the guy just flies up in the fucking air.
Yeah, so he knees he doesn't knee him, he kicks him.
Oh, kicks him, yeah.
But so they cut the shot right when it would like connect to his head. And then the next shot is him, like, flying upward.
Like, feet off the ground.
Feet off the ground, backwards, and falling down.
Yeah.
He kicked him so fucking hard, it launched him into the goddamn air. But don't forget the wonderful dialogue.
Oh yeah, we're
so they keep talking. They keep talking during the action scene. Taunting each other, maybe?
I literally couldn't understand.
You can't understand anything because they're talking and it's just like,
that's how it sounded.
Yeah. It's that and heavy breathing.
Yeah, and then they interjected with, so here's how the fight scenes in this go. This is the best way I can describe it. Let's do this.
Genius. I don't know.
It was weird. And that was like all going on. That is actually like the best I can do on that action scene, because like that was all going on at once. They were talking in the muffled voices, breathing heavy, and the really loud punch.
Like the breathing like, is obviously like all that stuff is obviously added in later. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to that level, why don't you make the fucking dialogue comprehensible?
Like, I feel like they were insulting each other, and, you know, they weren't talking about anything that was important to the movie.
Apparently.
But still, if you're going to have your characters talk during a fight scene, maybe you should have it, like...
something comprehensible?
Yeah, please?
No. Well, eventually they get on motorcycles.
Again. Yeah, so they punch each other a lot into a ravine and, like, you know, keep punching each other and they just...
mumble at each other.
Mumble at each other and breathe heavy until they get on motorcycles.
And there's a like a chase across some deserts, which has some cool shots. Like there's some shots of them
like first person, yeah, on the motorcycle,
and you can
shows
see
the
like
wheel.
Yeah, so it's like they mounted the camera on the motorcycle, which is pretty cool. And then there's like this jump, and I called it. They were gonna wimp out on the jump
because
it's like this cliff, and then there's another cliff across the way, and there's a road underneath.
So there's a road and then two cliffs.
And then you see that he's going to jump, and we're like, oh my god.
They're so probably gonna... short. Yeah. They're probably not gonna make the... They're probably not... Either not gonna... Like, if he does jump, they're not gonna show it.
Mm-mm.
Or they're not... Or they're gonna... The puss out.
You get nothing.
No.
You get some wacky editing.
He does make the jump.
Oh yeah.
But it shows just his, like, a front wheel of a motorcycle coming off the ground.
And then, like, coming down on the ground, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So they show, so yeah, he jumps through the power of editing.
He didn't even go that far back to make that jump. There was no way he could have made that jump.
No. Nope. And then he goes away, and the other guy is just like, he kind of gives him, like, a thumbs up.
He like, does the peace sign.
Yeah, and then
and I was like, what the
and
fuck?
And they're like, okay.
Just, they just, like, say their kumbayas, and they're going...
Kumbaya,
like,
bye.
They're all good now.
They're
just
good.
Like, yep, we're good.
And that's over. Then he goes with her
to the biker gang.
No.
Oh, no, yeah, no, sorry.
The lake.
The lake where they get their Mac on.
Sort of. Sort of.
It. Yeah, I know.
They go there. It starts playing this...
cheesy-ass 70s,
ridiculous.
Like, romance music.
Yeah, romance music. And she takes her, like, blouse off.
Yeah.
And, like, dunks it in the water and starts wiping his, I don't know, the dirt off his face.
Yeah, from the fight.
And he just starts kissing her.
They start kissing, and I...
What do you have to say about this, Will?
It looks like two people who are very uncomfortable with kissing each other are kissing each other.
Yes.
Because they'll do, like, the lightest kisses ever. Like, it makes me think of, like, maybe they had partners at the time of filming this, and they didn't...
It's a movie!
I know, but it just seems like...
You know what? Their kisses last, like, 1 millisecond.
Yeah, it's like...
If you ever watch, like, old movies, like, sometimes, like, to get around the censors, they would, like, kiss each other, like, really quickly, but they would do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't let you do it for, like, longer than
right,
however
like
many seconds.
Right, they'd, like, each other. And this is,
that's
like...
what this looks like. But...
Well, worse.
Ain't
way
nothing
worse
about this old-timey.
No.
Okay?
No.
Nothing.
So they start kissing, and then it will, like, he interjects with, like, shots of, like, him laying on the ground.
Yeah.
And kissing her, and then it'll go to another, a completely different shot where he's on the other side of
her. And they're standing up.
And they're standing up, and the sun is shining on them.
Yes.
And they're still kissing.
Art.
And we're supposed to believe... And he's just wearing normal glasses. In the other scene, he's wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And we're supposed to believe this is the same scene.
No.
But it keeps jumping to, like, him on the other side.
You say you're supposed to believe this is the same scene, well... But I don't think so.
And then it shows them...
Well, then they're in the water, remember?
In the fucking water. And he plays footsie with her. And then they just start walking along this little tiny creek.
Yeah, it's a different location.
It's a totally different location.
Yeah.
Like, they were near a lake, and now they're, like, where a creek is.
And they start, like, frolicking in the...
In the lake.
In the water.
Oh, sorry, not in the lake. It's supposed to be the lake, but it's the creek.
And then there is... They go to the beach, remember?
Yes. They, like, climb on rocks and...
It's all romantic.
All romantic. They start kissing more.
And then one of his buddies is there.
Oh. This guy looked familiar, didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of people in this look familiar.
Yeah.
Shocking.
It was the fucking convict from fucking Two-Headed Transplant.
Incredible Two-Headed Transplant.
Yeah, well, excuse me for not saying the title right.
And so is the big guy from Incredible Two-Headed Transplant. Okay?
Yeah, they're both in it.
This. They're in the shit biker gang. But he's in there, and he's like, I don't quite get what the fuck they're doing, because he's just, like, angry at him.
For no reason. He's like, hey, I told you to stay off our turf or whatever.
And, like, so we assume at first that they're, like, rivals.
You think? But then in later scenes, they're with the
gang. Well, then he's, after this scene, he is in the gang with them. Yeah. So.
I don't know.
You know what, Will? Avant-garde. And so he threatens him, and there's another fight scene. And it's all done in that, like, weird lens. And
so Speed beats the holy fuck out of him. He like, rams some guy his head in the sand. And
knocks him the fuck out.
Somehow knocks him out. I don't know
why
ramming someone's head in the sand knocks people out, but whatever.
He knocks all of them the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And then the guy just is sitting there watching this, and eventually he's like, okay. We'll go along with you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Show of aggression.
Look, I'm no expert on biker gangs, Will, but I guess that's how it works.
You beat the shit out of people and they follow you.
They will follow you.
Yep.
Then they are sitting on the side of a fucking road. All together. The women from earlier.
Yep.
And the biker gang.
The whole biker gang.
And they're talking about drugs and,
Well, and they're talking about, so there's two girls talking about how this one girl needs a fix because she's feeling really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys is like...
The preacher.
Yeah, they call him the preacher.
He's dressed up like a preacher.
Because he has a black cap on and a cape.
Yes. And apparently he has the drugs.
So he has a little pill box full of drugs. They give her a red pill and she's fine.
Or something.
So they start talking about how they're going to, like, a bike rally or something. Is it a rally? I don't know.
I don't even know
what it is.
Well, who the fuck knows?
Like, once you hear what actually happens, where they actually go, it's like, it's not a fucking rally. Just go get drunk in a ditch.
That's, yeah.
Like, I'll spoil it. They just go get drunk in a ditch. So, anyway,
they leave. Well, the point is, they can't bring the women.
Right.
For some reason.
It's like a men-only thing. They say, oh, not to be offensive, but no bras. By that, I mean no women.
Yeah. So, apparently, women can't go with you to your little get-together where you sit in the fucking ditch, get drunk, piss on each other. Don't forget. They piss on a guy.
Yeah.
It shows this.
Yeah.
It shows him getting... He's sleeping, and someone is pissing on his face.
Two people.
But you only see one stream. So, the women can't go to this lovely, lovely event of them just sitting in the woods being retards.
I mean, I don't know why any logical person would want to go to that.
They can't do this.
But whatever.
It's man only, Will.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. You know, getting drunk
every
in
weekend,
a ditch with your friends.
Yeah, every weekend. And then when some dude passes out because he's, like, drank way too much beer, you just take all the beer cans and dump them on his body.
You know that song where it says club blowing up on a Tuesday? Well, I prefer ditch blowing up on a Wednesday.
Fuck the club.
Go to a ditch.
Go to a ditch with your loser friends.
And pee all over them.
And the way they drink is, like, every time they take a drink, you see the fucking, like, fountain coming out of the side.
It, it, like, reminds me of, like, the Hobbit films, how the dwarves drink, like, because it's supposed to show they just don't care. Like, yeah, you know?
Exactly.
But, like, they, that's how they drink all the time. It's like, that's not how people drink beer.
Oh, no. This movie is beyond how people act.
It is.
So.
But anyway.
The men are away being stupid.
The men all go to their little ditch to get drunk. They're all away
being stupid. And the women decide to go have themselves some good old-timey fun.
Well, remember he says, like, to wait at this certain outpost or yes. whatever. So they're like, okay, we'll just go there and wait. Mm-hmm. So they go up to the outpost and...
You're forgetting. Farmer.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How could you forget?
I don't know.
The greatest scene in the movie.
Because I tried to forget this.
Why?
Scene. It's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they're biking, and they see a farmer, like...
Well, one of their bikes breaks down, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They never explained it after that.
God, I'm forgetting this movie is, like, as soon as it, like... Like, I'm just, like, my brain's trying to erase this movie.
I'm not forgetting because Al Adamson understands me, Will.
Yep.
He understands my mind.
Especially in the sex scene. So their motorcycle breaks down, they start walking, and they see a farmer with his shirt off, like, baling hay.
On the side of the road!
On the side of the road for no reason, I don't know
why. I know why. Because they couldn't do anything else.
So they see him like, ooh, yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Let's have some fun.
They get all, like, hot and bothered over this, like, he's not even fit. He's just, like, a fucking farmer.
So go outside, find some guy, tell him to, like, take his shirt off, and that's what he looks like. But. Yeah.
So they go over, and my God, the weirdest scene.
Excuse you.
One of the weirdest scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
No, it's very realistic, Will.
So they lay him down, and, like, the two girls on each of his sides hold his arms down,
and the other one starts, like, seducing him.
Yeah, and do you want to say the line, or should I?
I'll say it. Like, there's a lot of dialogue you can't hear because of your only show, but eventually he's just like, Poontang, I'm fine with Poontang, but this sex orgy stuff is unnatural. And he's speaking in, like, a... country boy kind of.
And after that, he just keeps saying, like, this is unnatural. This is unnatural.
Until.
She takes her shirt off.
She takes her shirt off and starts, like.
Unzipping his. She starts, like, undoing his pants.
Yes.
It's basically, like. It felt kind of rapey.
Yes.
Because they're holding him against his will. Are you saying, let me loose! Let me loose!
Are you saying this movie has no morals, Will? How dare you?
That movie has zero morals.
Who gives a fuck about,
like,
morals?
It started with the rape scene, and then we get, like, a weird...
It's almost, a gender reversal.
Like, weird, almost rape scene, but the guy starts enjoying it, kind of.
Oh,
thing.
He loves that shit.
So she starts riding him.
She starts riding him, and he is just...
And it zooms in on his dopey-ass face, just like... Yeah, he is in heaven. His eyes are rolling back, and he's just, like, having the time of his life.
Time of his life.
Even though he was, you know, fucked against his will. Unnatural.
Oh, it's very natural now, Will.
There was no need for that scene, but...
What? How dare you? It was a great character moment. Well,
tell me how there was need for that scene.
There was a need for that scene because it established character development.
What character development?
That they are hedonistic and they have no morals, Will. Because you get many scenes later on of flashbacks and other stupid shit where they're like, yeah, my sister died. So I'm a biker now.
Yeah, but that just establishes that they do have morals then. And
what morals?
Later. I don't know. Yeah. You know, they later.
You know what that is, Will? I'll tell you what that is. You know the 3X, you know the hero's journey fable of movies?
Yeah.
That's this movie.
You know what? Hero's journey.
This will change your mind on the movie. Because they start out as shit. And then they go through the hero's journey and they emerge heroic. Get it? This movie, Will, is genius. This movie does in 1 hour 24 minutes what most TV shows do over like 5 seasons. Character development, Will.
Yeah.
How's that?
How's that for plot?
How's that for fucking plot?
Okay, so
we also have to mention that, like, at this point, there has been barely any plot.
Zero plot. We only know they're going to this outpost. That's mm-hmm. it. And it's been, like, a good 30, 40 minutes already.
And it stays pretty fucking vague for the whole movie.
Until the last, like, 20 like, minutes, probably.
You get the tiniest thread of plot, just enough to where, like, you know what's happening? Just enough. It gives you just enough, Will. Just the tip.
So they go to this outpost, and I don't even...
After they have fun with them.
Well, yeah.
Which they never mention again, but...
No.
Hey, I mean, what do, Will? You board in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. And you fuck a farmer boy against yeah. his will.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who hasn't been there?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You get hot and bothered on the road.
Exactly.
It happens.
Exactly. Some random yokel. Exactly.
You
funny.
Hold him against his will and you fuck him.
Yeah. You just look at him and you're like, oh, yeah. I'm so hot and bothered right now.
I'm going to fuck that farm boy.
This movie's stupid.
Okay. So they go to the outpost and, like, they meet this guy named King who says, like...
Well, first you meet the guy who... apparently owns the farm.
Yeah, the farm.
And he has, like, a bad leg. And then there's this other, like, asshole who is, like...
Slim.
Yeah.
What establishes the guy who owns the farm is a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He tries hard to accommodate people.
Why he accommodates them, I have no fucking clue.
I don't understand it, but, well, yeah. But, anyway, so then Slim, like, because it shows the farmer, like... giving candy to this kid.
This little kid, yeah.
Yeah, and then Slim takes it away and yeah. starts eating it.
Yeah.
And they get into a conversation, and then Slim just walks away. Mm. So the ladies show up, and they're greeted by this other woman that they know. It never establishes who she is at all.
Nope.
She just is there, they know her.
You get nothing.
That's it.
That's
you don't get her name, you don't get anything.
Who needs names?
So... then we get
King.
Slim introduces them to a guy named King.
He is dressed like Jesus.
Yeah, he has this long, like, muumuu gown on and, like, a headband, and he has long, dark hair and a beard.
And he talks like, "Welcome to our commune. I hope you will enjoy your stay here."
Like, not commune, he says commune.
Commune, yeah.
He says it wrong.
He has these, like, long pauses between every fucking thing he says.
It's like the actor was forgetting his lines.
It's like they, it's like they put the script up somewhere, and he just had to fucking read it.
Welcome. This has to squint at the...
Yeah.
To the commune.
We'll have to talk about that more during the sacrifice scene. That's especially...
Hey, don't give him too much now, okay?
There's nothing to give.
Nah. So, they meet him, and then they go off and, like, start hanging out in the wilderness.
Well, no, one of them... Yeah, they're, like, just hanging out, and then he asks to see one of them.
Yeah, so King wants to see one of them, and so it's the girl who fucked the farm boy.
Yeah.
And she goes in, and he, like, starts talking to her about, like... what her purpose is, and, like, all this, like, philosophical bullshit.
Yes.
And she starts explaining how her...
philosophical bullshit, you say, Will?
Yeah.
See, Will. She was the one who fucked the farmer boy against his will. And then you find out that...
her sister died.
You find out her sister died. You find this out through a flashback that lasts for 2 seconds. I'm not joking.
It is
her walking down an alleyway and then a dead body.
I love how it never explains it any never of that.
When they filmed that, what the fuck that is, I don't know.
I bet you it's in another movie, like the a certain
universe. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Maybe. But, so it does that, and her sister died, and ever since her sister died, she's been lost. And that, Will...
That's why she started biking.
That's why she started biking, and that's why she fucked a random farmer boy.
Yes.
It's a deep...
You know what? You're right. Hero's journey.
Hero's journey. Or in this case, Slut's journey. I don't know. I don't know.
So they start talking... Because...
I completely forgot, but... Should I just say it now? Did she ever wake up?
No.
Okay.
Nope, she does not. We just have to assume that
so,
she... Okay, we'll get to that, but...
He injects her...
With this, like, absurdly large, like, syringe. Okay. Like, it is absurdly large.
So, they are growing grass, and presumably they also have their hands on, I'm guessing, heroin, because you don't inject grass. Okay?
They never mentioned
heroin. Now, I don't claim to be an expert on drugs, but you don't inject marijuana.
No.
And it certainly doesn't...
It's not that potent.
No. So...
It has to be heroin.
Heroin, yes. And he takes the Halloween decoration and stabs her.
This comically large syringe and
stabs her. It looks like no fucking syringe I have ever seen in my goddamn life.
So she gets knocked the fuck out.
And then she lays in bed for the whole movie.
And then you can forget about this actress because she's not in the rest of the movie. She's in the rest of the movie.
She's there.
But she just... He doesn't. She's just laying on a bed. So then it goes back, and
well, then it keeps going back and forth to the.
Yeah, this is where you get to see what the bikers are doing, and they're just getting drunk in ditches and like
and pissing
all
over
each other, and, like just
that's when you see them pissing on the one guy
and fucking with the tall guy and like
and
doing
making,
all this shit
and
having beer drinking competitions and. Just for no reason, just in a ditch in the middle of nowhere.
We've all been there, Will.
I've never been there.
Oh my god, Will, you haven't lived. Clearly you haven't lived.
You know what? Ditch party, that's what I...
Fucking Christ.
Okay, so that's all you need to know. It keeps cutting back to them just getting drunk, and except for one scene that you were confused by, the quote-unquote burial scene, the one where they bury him in beer cans.
Oh, yeah, because I thought he died.
Yeah.
Because he just lays there for, like, a whole goddamn day.
Yeah.
Well, he drinks so much beer that he's just, like, laying there, like, flat on his fucking back.
And they, like, have, like, a ceremony for him.
Like a prayer.
If you can't take him along, he's not coming and
he's
stuff
as
like
good
this.
As ashes.
Yeah, and then they dump a bunch of empty beer cans on him. Like, it's a funeral.
It's a shit funeral. Oh, my God.
And then it cuts away.
Well, then after this, we get another message. Do you remember? The second message scene. This movie has many messages, I know.
Is it the one about where the girl and the one guy that was in the movie?
Yes.
Yes, the horse. That's right. So, the girl... So, while the... other girls getting injected with heroin and, you know, laying and not being worried about. One of the girls goes and, like, starts, like, petting a horse. And I was like, I love horses. I never got to, like, have horses.
And the guy comes over.
And then, so the guy in the beginning of the movie that, like, you know, tried to beat up the other guy and got knocked into the air and...
Yes.
Yeah, he's just there.
He's there and, he's, like, on good terms with,
everyone now.
Everyone.
For no reason.
No reason.
I mean, last we saw him, he was just, you know, daredeviling his way across the...
No reason.
Okay. But anyway. So he's talking to her about, like, why she became a biker and all this stuff.
And it's because she's lost. And she's looking for a meaning in life. And they are both looking for a meaning in life. And... What they really are looking for is for someone to love and someone to love them back.
Exactly.
And they find that.
They find love.
They find
through
love.
A bush.
Fuck off.
Remember how they film it through a bush?
Fuck off.
So is it
blow it out your ass.
This entire scene is filmed behind a bunch of leaves.
Yes.
Leaves are in the camera the entire time. You can barely see the actor.
Yes. Fuck it.
Avant-garde, man. Avant-garde.
You know what? You're right, it is. The leaves are a symbolism for...
Rebirth?
Oh, you...
Redemption?
You got this shit,
Redemption?
Man. You got this.
I'm woke now, man.
You woke now, I'm bro? Woke.
Okay.
This movie made you woke.
I'm woke. I know the hero's journey.
This is the
I
most
know
my woke movie.
I know what I must do now.
Oh my god. What must you do? Have a ditch party and piss on someone's face?
Have a ditch party, piss on someone's face, and go try and like rescue a bunch of girls at a commune.
You know what, Will? That's a good plan.
Hero's journey, man. Don't you worry. I know.
Yeah, don't trust weird Jesus dudes in communes.
So then, what is this where the girls start getting worried about their friend, finally?
Yes, well, the Jesus King guy is like, he starts, like, scheming.
Yeah, he starts, like, they, like, they...
Oh, okay, so the owner threatens, Slim that he knows that they're growing drugs.
Grass, yeah.
Yeah. And after that, Slim is, like, telling King that, like, he's on to us and this and that. And then they decide, like, they start, like, scheming about the women. Yeah. That they're going to kill them or something.
Exactly. So then they go, so the women go check on their friend and she's, like.
Passed out.
She's, like, incapacitated.
They want to call the doctor.
They're worried. And, like, King is, like, don't worry. Don't call the doctor. She'll be awake tomorrow.
If she's not awake by tomorrow morning, like, I'll bring a doctor myself.
So he goes out and locks them in the fucking
locks
room.
Them. Yeah.
And then they know shit is up now, I guess.
And she starts freaking out, remember?
Yeah.
And she starts talking about her sister again.
Mm-hmm.
And you get another 2-second flashback.
Of her sister dead in an alleyway.
For some reason.
Genius.
And
then the girls start talking and they plan kind of an escape because they find a bunch of boards.
Yeah.
That they can kick out.
They kick them out and,
And the girl's like, I'll just run across and I'll go to the road where the guys are supposed to be driving by.
Yeah. One of them stays.
Yeah. And so she runs out and she sees King and Slim killing... So they kill the farmer.
Yeah. And then they're burying him.
Yeah, and she witnesses them burying him.
And then she gets caught.
And then she turns around and the girl that greeted them at the start of the outpost is holding a gun to her.
Yes.
So she gets caught, and then
it cuts to the beginning of the movie, the black woman.
Yes,
it's her on the side of a road, like her bike's broken down, and some guy pulls over to help her, and he's like, "You're one of those peace and love people. Well, if you give me some of that, I'll help you.
How much of a piece are you willing to give?
And how much love?
How much love are you willing to give? Yeah. And so he starts kind of trying to get her to have sex with him.
He ties her motorcycle to the back of his truck, and then they're like, okay, let's
go into the grass.
It's more private. And they go out into, like, the grass.
And he's like, this'll do. And it's just like this dirt mound. Like... It's supposed to be night, but, like, it's just day for night.
It's day for night, whatever.
But she starts, like, undoing her blouse and, you know.
And then he starts undoing his shirt. And then he, like...
He turns around and, like, take his pants down. Like, he's embarrassed or something. Like, it's like, bro, you're having sex in the middle of, like, nowhere. He's, like, embarrassed about, like, trying to, like, extort sex from this girl. Like...
Well, forget that. Like, so he turns around out of embarrassment for the truly moral thing he's about to do, but also when he starts like undoing his pants, he's acting like he's about to take a fucking piss.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he like unzips his
because he's going slowly.
Yeah,
like slowly unbuttoning his shirt, and as soon as he turns around, he like grabs his pants and starts like fucking like fidgeting like crazy.
It's like the first time he's taking off those pants, too. Yeah. He just can't get them off.
He's, like, fidgeting like a madman. Like, if he doesn't take them off, he's gonna, like, explode.
And then she picks up a board and smacks him over the head with it.
Well, I got a question for you. Where did the board come from?
It was just laying in the grass.
How strange.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
How unusual.
I mean, lucky, but...
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's a board.
Yeah. But yeah, he gets knocked the fuck out.
And in his underwear and everything.
She takes his key.
Takes his key and starts driving.
And takes a truck and he... What does he call her? You indecent bitch. Yeah.
As he's
get
like...
back here, you indecent bitch.
As he's like pants down, like... under whitey tighty showing, like, he calls her indecent.
Well, he turned around to take his pants off. Clearly, he was being decent, okay?
He is the pinnacle of decency.
Yes. He turned around to fucking rapidly take his pants off like a goddamn lunatic. He's, you know, I still don't get why he did that, but whatever.
So she drives away, and then the other girl that was with the girl in the bed...
happens to be hitchhiking.
Well, no, well, she escapes. She actually gets out.
Yeah. But she's standing there, like, with her thumb out.
Yeah.
And she picks her up, and...
they drive off. And then the movie really shits the bed.
Excuse you? You mean the movie gets, even better. So...
yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. It gets even better because now it goes...
Amazing!
Now it goes fucking into, like, weird culty horror shit.
Yes, because they catch... the woman they caught earlier, he, again, takes his comically large needle and, like, gives her the drugs.
Yeah.
And they knock her out. And next thing you know, they're all surrounding her. She's on an altar.
Covered in a white sheet.
And he's, like, doing this, like, cult speech.
Mm-hmm.
And every three words he pauses.
To read the script.
To read the script or something. Because I don't know. And he stabs her. And kills
Doesn't
her.
Doesn't she start remembering like all the nice
oh,
things
no, no.
her
so
and her?
When he first stabs her with the drugs, it like starts flashing back to her memories with the... with speed.
With speed, like frolicking in the...
frolicking in the woods.
In the woods.
Like, frolicking in the water.
You know, the thing that happened like a day ago. She doesn't remember anything else, no. Just that.
That's her fondest memory.
Yep.
Is this bozo with a cigar.
So they stab her, and then the biker gang starts showing up. Yes. To the outpost. No, so the tall guy gets...
the tall guy gets there first for some reason. And he fights like five people.
Yeah.
And eventually they get a hold of him, and then... The whole biker gang shows up.
They all get in, and it just turns into total... there was
madness.
There's bikers hitting bikers. There was, like... you don't know who's, like, the quote-unquote good guy and who's the bad guy. Like, you have no idea what is going on. It's just total chaos. Just people hitting each
other.
It's
madness.
Left and right. I don't understand
it. It's fucking madness.
But it doesn't matter, because...
it doesn't matter, because it's the greatest fight scene you've ever seen, Will.
Then Speed and that guy that are they're totally cool now
for some reason.
They go and find the girl in the bed.
She's dead.
And she's dead. And then Speed finds his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And starts remembering.
The girlfriend's dead.
And then you know, as he's looking at her, remembers them frolicking in the in the stream and all that stuff.
Very touching.
And you think he's gonna, like, get pissed and, like, go after the Jesus guy, but they go back and just get back into the fray and start fighting people again.
Well, the guy he was fighting earlier, he goes after Jesus.
Right, but Speed doesn't, even after, later.
Yeah.
But he doesn't at first.
No.
He goes back and fights.
He goes back and, like, pushes some people.
We don't even need to mention the fight scenes because they're ridiculous and they're stupid. It's just bikers hitting bikers. It's just like a free-for-all.
And Preacher is walking around saying peace.
Yep.
Peace, bro.
While holding a beer.
Yeah.
Peace, bro. Peace, bro. So Jesus, or King, starts getting away. And him and Slim get into a car. And then the the actor gets on top of the car
and grabs his gun.
They start driving away, and like the actor gets on the hood. Front windshield,
yeah.
And starts grabbing the guy's gun.
And his face is like squished against the fucking windshield.
Yep, and they get.
Yeah.
Like the entire time.
And the other guy's like, let go, my fucking gun!
Let go, my
let
gun!
Go!
Let go, my gun! And then he fires it off, and the guy rolls off the
car.
He just car.
Flies off the car?
Yep. And he's like, he's checking his face, and he like got like skimmed by the bullet.
Yes.
And for no reason, the one lady comes over.
The one he kissed?
That was driving with the black lady that
yeah.
we never see again.
Yeah.
After that. Because we have no idea what happened.
Who knows? Will.
We don't even know why the girl's there for mm-hmm. just no reason. So she comes running up, checks on him, and makes sure he's okay. And then we see Speed taking off, like to get him.
He gets a motorcycle out of nowhere.
He gets, I don't know where he gets it.
And then you get the greatest chase scene.
Is it have. Because it's just them like driving the motorcycle on like either side of him, and it, like shows the same shots over and over again of like the. The camera showing his arm and the car, and like the guy with the gun is just like, I can't get him. He's on the wrong side. He's on the wrong side of the. It's just like back and forth, just like this, just incoherent mess of a car chase scene.
It's so.
I can't shoot him. Man.
It's so stupid. It is so goddamn stupid.
And the biker is just literally just swerving like a serpentine pattern.
Back and forth to both sides of the car. It is the stupidest fucking thing. It is hilarious because he just can't hit him. He's like, I can't. Turn around. He's on like, the other side of the car.
Like hanging out the window, just like his arms like flailing everywhere. I can't hit him. Go to the right.
I can't get him. Go to the left. I can't get him.
So Speed sees this hill, right? And he starts to go up it, and the car starts, you know, you think the car is going to get away.
But no.
He goes up to the top of the hill and jumps off his bike, and the bike goes and lands on top of the car.
On the hood. And explodes.
Now, it explodes, and the car starts rolling down the hill, right?
The car also explodes and rolls down the hill.
Now, did that look familiar to you
yes.
at all?
Matter of fact, it's the same goddamn shot from Brain of Blood.
What?
The same shot.
Yep. So we don't know if they filmed it for this one, because it is the same hatchback they were driving in that scene, but it wasn't the same hatchback they were driving in the scene in Brain of Blood.
Brain of Blood was a different car that started.
It was a blue car.
But this movie came out after. So if for some fucking reason they filmed that scene first, then they just kept it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea, because it's the exact same scene. There's no bike on top of it, and
no.
They literally don't have any actors around.
No.
So it's the same scene. It's the same car, the same scene.
But Will, he threw a motorcycle on their fucking car. He threw a motorcycle on them.
And they exploded.
And that's how he killed them.
Threw a motorcycle on him.
And you want to tell me this isn't the greatest film you have ever witnessed?
You know what? Now that my IQ has been elevated...
Excuse me? Now that you've been woke?
Yep, that's what I meant. I think now that I'm fully woke, this movie has transcended.
Yes!
It's transcendent.
This isn't normal.
Yeah.
This isn't made by normal human
this
beings.
This movie is something special. It should be cherished.
Yes.
It should be worshipped.
It should be in the Smithsonian.
Like, Free Rider's got nothing on this.
Easy Rider.
Whatever it's called.
Exactly.
I'm too woke to care.
Exactly!
So, Speed, the biker gang comes up to Speed, and...
He gets on
a motorcycle.
And he starts
driving.
Remembering.
Starts remembering them frolicking.
And he remembers her saying to him, I love you.
I've loved you. And then they drive away and they get to this impasse where it's a fork. And the actor guy and the one biker lady just say their farewells.
Yeah.
You know, do a peace sign. Because, you know, it's a 70s movie, so you gotta do the peace sign.
It's a 70s movie and it's a biker movie.
And so they drive off and the biker gang drives off.
Credits.
Roll credits.
And, Jesus wept.
I wept.
I wept through the whole movie.
I did.
I especially too. Wept through the riveting farm boy scene.
Like, I used to think that films like Seventh Samurai and, you know...
Fuck Seventh Samurai.
Citizen Kane.
Fuck that.
And, you know, like, The Godfather.
Fuck that shit. This came out the same goddamn year as The Godfather.
I used to think those were good movies.
No.
Until I saw this movie.
Fuck that shit.
This movie has elevated my thinking.
You'll never look at fight scenes the same way again?
Ever.
Ever?
Never.
Mm-mm.
Like, when I think of fight scenes, I always think of this film.
This movie is fucking nonsense.
Yes. It's bullshit. Like...
This movie is fucking... it is... weird.
It is... I don't even know... I hate
what are your final thoughts on this thing?
All joking aside, I think it is incoherent. I think it is... I just think it's schlock. They just, like, were trying to ride this, like, biker wave, and, like, he just tried to create a biker movie, but got everything of a biker movie wrong. Like all the messages that they have in biker movies, like, you know, riding free and, like, living off, like, the land and stuff like that, and, like, being friendly to people and all this bullshit. Like, I don't... I'm with you on this one. I don't really like biker movies anyway. I don't think they're that great.
Did you say being nice to everybody?
Well, no.
I can think of one person they were nice to.
You know, peace, love, all that, all happiness and stuff like
someone
that.
Someone got a lot of love.
Yeah.
A certain farm boy got a lot of,
forced love.
A lot of...
That scene was just weird. I was like, I don't know... Like, I'm already uncomfortable with rape scenes, but that scene was just weird.
Hey, they gender bent it on you, Will.
Yeah.
Because you got the first... It opens with the rape scene, and then they twist it on you.
Like, rape scenes are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, like, that one was just fucking weird. Like, they're meant to be uncomfortable. You're not supposed to like rape scenes. That one, I didn't like it, but it was a different reason. Like, it was just stupid. I don't know why the fuck it was happening. There was no reason that scene needed to be... It didn't add anything to the story. Oh, sorry. You're right. Nope. You're right. Hero's Journey.
Well, they bored. She needs the D.
Apparently. Because they're free. They just have their way with it.
You want it, you get it.
What are your final thoughts on the film?
It's fucking stupid.
Yes.
Stupid.
It's dumb.
Everything about it is like, it's like a child made it. But at the same time, it has so many weird fucking touches that, like, a child wouldn't do.
No. A child, like, would make a better movie.
Like, the weird flashbacks and the fucking, like, strange camera angles and the weird editing. It's just like, I don't know.
I don't either.
It kind of, like, it's just its very own weird, stupid thing.
Something stupidly special.
Yes.
All
I can say is Al Adamson is a special man.
He's a goddamn maniac.
He is a special
human being. He is an absolute maniac. Yeah. And I hope we never have to watch another one of his films, but I'm scared that we might.
I hope we will.
We actually might.
I hope we get to see many of this guy's movies.
If you want to watch this, I don't know why you would, but if you want to see what we're watching, this movie, it's kind of hard to find. We found it on Fandor. A streaming site called Fandor.
I didn't see it anywhere else, so yeah.
So if you want to watch it, you might have to go to there. I'm not sure what their subscription rates or anything are, but, like, yeah, if you want to find it, I don't know if it's on, I don't think it's on YouTube or anything, so.
I don't think so.
It might be a good thing this is hard to find, because I don't recommend watching it.
Excuse you.
Maybe if you can find some scenes on YouTube just to see what we're talking about, because, like, my God, like, the final scene, like, I can't hit him! Like, it's just, it's
I can't handle
it. It's so stupid, it's actually kind of entertaining.
Oh, it's extremely entertaining. Like,
it's one of those things where it's, like, so dumb that it's entertaining.
Like, they... That's their genius idea.
Because we had a lot of fun watching this film, but for all the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we just had a lot of fun making fun of this film. Because it's so bad.
It's ridiculous.
But, yeah. So, that was Angels Wild Women?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, I got the title right. And, yeah.
Why is it called Angels Wild Women, Will?
I don't know.
Because Hell's Angels.
Yep. And they're wild.
And they're women.
Are we done with 1972?
No.
Okay.
We're done with action movies for
1972. Okay. Now we'll get back into horror, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Get into horror schlock.
Yep. Horror schlock for 1972. I'm excited. We got some action movies, though, so I was excited about that.
Yeah, we got some, finally.
Yeah. So, Angels Wild Women. Yeah. That was...
That's a movie.
Yeah, so anyway, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, I've been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Boobies!